This is Akashwani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple projects related to health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi today on the occasion of Dhanvantari Jayanti on the 9th and the 9th Ayurveda Day. The Prime Minister will launch the expansion of health coverage to all the senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, and this will help provide health coverage to all the senior citizens regardless of their income. Additionally, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for 5 nursing colleges in Shivpuri, Ratlam, Khandwa, Rajgarh and Mandsaur in Madhya Pradesh. He will also lay the foundation stone for 21 critical care blocks in Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Manipur, Tamil Nadu and Rajasthan under the Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission, as well as the several facilities and several extension at AIIMS in New Delhi and in Bilaspur, Himachal Pradesh. The Prime Minister will also launch the UN portal. It will benefit pregnant women and infants for fully digitalizing the vaccination process. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will join the event of the 9th Ayurveda Day celebration at AIIMS, New Delhi via video conferencing today and inaugurate several cutting-edge facilities. These include National-level Research and Referral Institute for Dental Sciences, AIIMS New Delhi, Central Sterile Supply Department at Masjid Mauth Campus, and Jan Aushadhi Outlet at Masjid Mauth Campus. Lok Sabha MP Basuri Swaraj will also head the program along with the Secretary, Additional Secretaries and Joint Secretaries of Union Health Ministry at AIIMS, New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to the newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations via video conferencing during the Rozgar Mela today. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela will be organized at 40 locations across the country. Newly appointed recruits joining the central government across various ministries and departments will have the opportunity to undertake foundational training through Karmayogi Praram. The online module is available for iGOT Karmayogi portal, and over 1,400 e-learning courses are available, which will equip recruits with essential skills to serve in their roles effectively. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia beginning today. The visit aims to further deepen the strategic partnership and explore new avenues of trade, investment and economic cooperation between India and Saudi Arabia. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will also participate in the 8th edition of the Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh. The minister will also hold bilateral meetings with the Saudi ministers to discuss collaborative efforts in the energy transition, digital transformation, and trade facilitation. BJP has announced the names of 4 seats that will share its smaller allies in Maharashtra Assembly polls. Union Minister Ram Dass Athawale's Republic Party of India will contest from Kalina Assembly to constituency. Yuva Swabhiman Party will fight from Badnera. Rashtriya Samaj Party will contest from Ganga Kher, and Jan Suraj Shakti Party from Sahu Wadi. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has proposed to extend the country's current marital law until the 7th of February next year. The Parliament press conference reported that the presidential bill on extending marital law has been submitted to the Parliament. In a separate bill, Mr. Zelensky also requested the lawmakers prolong the general military mobilization in Ukraine for the next 90 days, which expires on the 10th of November. And that is the end of this news bulletin.